Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Alphabet Inc., better known by its ticker, Goog. If you're thinking about investing in one of the biggest tech giants in the world, or just want to understand what's driving this company, stick around, because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. Alright, so Alphabet is a name most of us know, being the parent company of Google, YouTube, and a bunch of other tech ventures. It's a powerhouse in search, advertising, cloud computing, and AI innovation. I'm excited to break down where they stand today and what the future might hold for investors. We've got a lot to unpack, from their latest earnings to some intriguing moves in the market. So let's jump right in with a quick overview of who they are and what they do. Alphabet Inc., headquartered in Mountain View, California, was founded back in 1998 as Google, before restructuring into Alphabet in 2015. This move allowed them to separate their core internet businesses like Google Search and YouTube from other bets in areas like healthcare and autonomous driving. Today, they're a global leader with over 185,000 employees operating across the US, Europe, Asia Pacific, and beyond. Their mission? To organize the world's information and make it universally accessible. Under the leadership of CEO Sundar Pichai, Alphabet dominates in digital advertising, cloud services, and cutting-edge tech like AI. It's a company that's not just shaping the internet, but also pushing boundaries in innovation. Let's talk numbers now, starting with Alphabet's revenue streams. For the full year 2024, they reported a staggering $350 billion in total revenue. And breaking it down, the lion's share comes from advertising. Google Search and other advertising alone brought in about $198 billion, while YouTube ads contributed another $36 billion. That's a combined $264 billion just from ads. Insane, right? Google Cloud is another big player, pulling in $43 billion as they compete with giants like Amazon and Microsoft in the cloud space. Then you've got subscriptions, platforms, and devices, which also hit a massive $304 billion, showing how diversified their income is beyond just ads. Geographically, the US remains their biggest market, with $170 billion, followed by EMEA at $102 billion and Asia Pacific at $56 billion. It's clear Alphabet has a global footprint, and their revenue mix shows they're not just a one-trick pony. Moving on to earnings, Alphabet's performance in 2025 was nothing short of impressive. For the full year, they posted a net income of $132.2 billion on revenue of $402.9 million. That's a net profit margin of about 32.8%, which tells you how efficient they are at turning revenue into profit. Their earnings per share came in at 10.91 cents, a significant jump from 8.3 in 2024. Looking at the latest quarterly results for Q4 2025, they continued to crush it, with annual revenues surpassing expectations, largely driven by strength in cloud services and AI-driven advertising growth. Operating income for the year hit $29.2 billion, up from $112.4 billion the year prior. These numbers show Alphabet isn't just growing, they're accelerating, especially in high-margin areas. Now let's dive into some insights from their Q4 2025 earnings call. Management highlighted a remarkable quarter, with AI and cloud services being key drivers of growth. They emphasized strategic investments in generative AI, which are enhancing ad targeting and boosting Google Cloud's adoption among enterprises. Sundar Pichai noted that the company is seeing strong demand for their AI solutions, positioning them well for 2026. They also pointed out robust holiday season performance in advertising, particularly on YouTube, and growth in subscriptions as users engage more with premium services. It's clear Alphabet is doubling down on tech that's shaping the future, and they sound confident about sustaining this momentum. Let's take a closer look at Alphabet's financial health. As of the end of 2025, their balance sheet shows total assets of $595.3 billion, up from $405.3 billion in 2024, with cash and equivalents at $30.7 billion. Total liabilities stand at $180 billion, giving them a manageable debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.14, which is pretty conservative for a company of this size. Their current ratio is a solid 2.0, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. On the cash flow front, they generated $164.7 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at $73.3 billion after hefty capital expenditures of $91.4 billion, likely tied to data centers and AI infrastructure. Return on equity is an impressive 35%, showing they're delivering great value to shareholders. These metrics paint a picture of a financially sound company with the muscle to invest in growth while keeping risks in check. Now let's talk valuation. Alphabet's current market cap is around $3.9 trillion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of about 29.5 based on trailing 12 months. That's a bit higher than the industry average of 31.2 for internet content and information, suggesting it's not wildly overvalued compared to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 9.7, which reflects the premium investors are willing to pay for their growth. Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2026, it's projected at 27.9, dropping to 23.9 by 2027, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to outpace the stock price in the coming years. With an enterprise value of $3.93 trillion and a free cash flow yield of 1.9%, there's a case to be made that Alphabet is reasonably valued for a growth stock, especially given their dominance in multiple sectors. But remember, at this level, any hiccup in growth could lead to volatility. All right, let's break down Alphabet's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout, with over $132 billion in net income for 2025 and a 30% profit margin. They've got the cash to innovate and weather storms. Their dominance in search and advertising, with Google holding over 90% of the global search market, is a massive moat. Plus, their push into AI and cloud is paying off big time. Weaknesses? Well, they're heavily reliant on ad revenue, which makes up about 75% of their total income. Any shift in digital ad spending could hit them hard. Also, regulatory scrutiny is a constant headache, with antitrust lawsuits and privacy concerns looming large. Opportunities are exciting. AI is a game changer, and Alphabet is at the forefront with tools like Gemini and Bard. Google Cloud's growth potential is huge as businesses move online. Threats include intense competition from Microsoft in cloud and AI, plus Amazon and Meta in ads. Geopolitical tensions and potential new regulations could also disrupt their global ops. Overall, Alphabet's in a strong position, but they've got to navigate some choppy waters. Let's check out Alphabet's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 1.73%, though it's down 3.19% over the last month. Zooming out, the picture gets brighter, up 9.65% over 3 months, a whopping 57.67% over 6 months, and 69.3% over the past year. If you've held for 5 years, you're sitting on a 204.12% gain. That's massive outperformance compared to the broader tech sector, which is up 22.21% over the past year. Looking at the chart, the stock's been on a strong uptrend since mid-2025, likely fueled by AI hype and cloud growth. There's some short-term consolidation happening now, which could signal a pause before the next leg up, or a pullback if market sentiment shifts. For short-term moves, I'd watch the $320 support level. A break below could mean a deeper correction, while a push above $330 might confirm bullish momentum. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Alphabet's stock price aligns with its fundamentals. We're using a discounted cash flow model here, factoring in their free cash flow growth, discount rate, and long-term growth assumptions. Based on their 2025 free cash flow of $73.3 billion and projecting a conservative growth rate of 10% annually for the next 5 years, given their historical performance and investments in AI and cloud, we then taper that to a terminal growth rate of 2.5%. Using a discount rate of 8% to account for market risks and their beta of 1.09, we crunch the numbers to estimate the fair value of the company. After running the calculations, Alphabet's intrinsic value comes out to roughly $340 per share compared to the current price of $324.40. This suggests the stock is slightly undervalued by about 5%, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. Keep in mind, though, that these models rely on assumptions, and if growth slows or CapEx ramps up more than expected, that value could shift. Still, at this price, Alphabet looks like a solid bet for those with a multi-year horizon. So what's the final take on Alphabet? Honestly, they're a juggernaut. With dominant positions in search, ads, and emerging fields like AI and cloud, they've got the fundamentals to keep growing. Their financials are rock solid, with strong margins and cash flow to fuel innovation. Valuation-wise, they're not dirt cheap, but they're reasonably priced for the growth they offer, and our intrinsic value analysis suggests there's still some upside. That said, risks like regulatory pressures and ad dependency shouldn't be ignored. For long-term investors, Alphabet remains a core holding in any tech portfolio, but I'd keep an eye on those short-term chart levels for entry points. What do you think? Are you bullish on Alphabet, or do you see red flags I didn't cover? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.